The Diary of Juliet Thompson, May 21, 1912, New York, New York. On 21 May, Mrs. Tatum had a reception for the master. The people who were there were of the fashionable world, with a sprinkling of artists and writers. Mrs. Sheridan was pouring tea. Mrs. Tatum's house is beautiful. The impression you get is of space and light. A white staircase winds up through a very wide hall, from which at each side rooms open, living rooms, dining room, library. All these were soon crowded. The first friend I caught sight of was Lewis Potter, one of the best-known sculptors in America, came running up to me exclaiming, "Oh, August Juliet," and attached himself at once to Lua and me. Suddenly, there was a stir among the people, and Abdu'l-Bahá was in our midst. He walked over to a yellow couch, which curved along the big half-moon of the bay window, and sat down on it. I think I must tell you how he looked there. His surroundings were all white and yellow. Sunlight streamed in. The shadows of his face were transparent. His profile against the blue sky, through the polished glass of the windowpane, outlined in light. "Come, Lewis," I said to Lewis Potter. "Let's go to the master." Lewis had never seen him before, but he skipped forward like a buoyant fawn, his head tipped to one side, his hands outstretched. "Ah," he said. It was a little cry from his soul, as though he were just coming home and was so glad. And so the master too said, "Ah," his arms wide open, welcoming Lewis home. Percy Grant arrived. As soon as he appeared, big and imposing, in the room, the master rose almost eagerly, smiling and holding out his hand. "Ah, Dr. Grant," he said. They stood for what seemed to be minutes, their hands clasped. Percy, with beautiful difference, bowing his head, a gentle, almost tender look at his face. One of the Persians translated the master's greeting to him, but spoke so low that I could not catch the words. Then Percy sat down on the curving window seat so that he faced the master. Soon there was another stir in the room. A small, rather plain, middle-aged woman with the most astonishing eyes, very clear, very violet, stood in the doorway, almost timidly, and the master at once sent Dr. Farid to ask her to come and sit by him. This was Sarah Graham Mulhall. He spoke a few words to her, and she rose and went out, returning after some time with a tray and a pot of tea, and two cups on it. The tray was placed on a stool between the master and Miss Mulhall, and they drank their tea together.